WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8:04, it's partly cloudy and 82 degrees in Atlantic. We look for isolated, scattered thunderstorms today in a high near 100. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by First National Bank. They're locally owned and proud to be your full-service bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. In state news, a third bicyclist participating in the Des Moines Register's annual Great Bike Ride Across Iowa has been injured after a collision with a car near Lakeview. The Sac County Sheriff's Department said Michael Sean McGowan, age 44, of Miami, Florida, was hospitalized after being thrown into the windshield of a car that hit him near Lakeview at around 6:30 a.m. Tuesday. He was the third person injured on the third day of the ride. Two bicyclists were hit by a car while riding about 4 miles south of Sac City at around 5:30 a.m. 38-year-old Dennis Murphy of Urbandale was taken to the Loring Hospital in Sac City and then flown to Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines, where he is listed in good condition. The other bicyclist suffered only scrapes. News time is 8:05.
First National Bank is locally owned and proud to be your full-service bank. They have the expertise needed to provide you excellent service with a great selection of banking and investment needs. They have a complete line of lending services available, and they offer insurance sales. At First National Bank, you'll be greeted with a friendly face at the teller's window, as well as each special desk. First National Bank in Fontenelle, Greenfield, Messina, and Anita, where you'll get the most banking service for the least cost. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The City Council in Audubon this week has passed a resolution setting August the 13th at 7 p.m. as the date and time for a public hearing to consider the sale of property at 118 East Division Street. The council on Monday also approved the first consideration of an ordinance setting sewer rates. Audubon City Clerk Laura Hansen said if approved on the third and final consideration, the minimum rate for the sewer charge will be $32.52 for the first 0 to 5,000 gallons of water used and $9.29 for each additional 1,000 gallons over 5,000. The rates would apply to both residential and commercial users. Hansen said also that the council discussed a potential ban on excess use of water. She said the city will put a notice in the local paper stating that residents of Audubon need to conserve water. She says they will be asked to be careful about how they're using it, such as trying not to wash their car too often and trying not to water the lawn. Hansen says there is no official ban on how residents use their water supply, but it may be coming, especially in light of the lower water tables in the city's wells due to this summer's drought. The bottom line, she says, is to conserve as much as possible. No injuries were reported following two separate accidents Monday in Atlantic. The Atlantic Police Department said on Tuesday the first accident took place at around 10 a.m. at the intersection of 14th Street and Roosevelt Drive when vehicles driven by Larry Reamer and Stacy Malk, both of Atlantic, collided after Malk failed to yield. The crash occurred as Reamer was traveling east on 14th Street and Malk was traveling south on Roosevelt Drive. Malk was cited for failure to yield upon entering a through highway. Damage from the accident amounted to $3,000. The second accident happened at around 12:10 p.m. Monday when Michelle James of Atlantic became distracted as she was traveling south in the 1100 block of Plum Street. Her convertible left the road and hit a light pole before hitting a moped that was parked in a yard. Damage to the moped owned by Richard Ryan was estimated at $800. The light pole also sustained $800 damage. James' vehicle sustained $3,000 damage. There were no citations issued. The Iowa State Patrol this week released more information on a three-vehicle crash that caused several people to be sent to the hospital Monday morning in Pottawatomie County. Patrol said 18-year-old Alexandra Peterson of Neola and 16-year-old Victor Peño Gordero of Omaha were critically injured and flown by a LifeNet helicopter to Creighton University Medical Center. Among those transported by ambulance to hospitals in Council Bluffs was 38-year-old Cornelio Santos Bautista, 29-year-old Gennaro Ortega, and 42-year-old Mario Cardona Donas, all of Omaha. Officials say 25-year-old Mallory White of Trainer was also injured in the crash, and she was taken to the hospital by a private vehicle. Five vehicles had been traveling east on Highway 6 just east of Council Bluffs, and they were at a standstill when the lead vehicle attempted to make a left turn onto northbound Hunt Avenue at around 7:25 a.m. Peterson, who was driving a Honda Accord, failed to stop and veered left, but clipped the rear end of the Mazda, which was driven by White. The Accord then came to rest in the westbound lane of Highway 6, where it was hit broadside on the driver's side door by a Honda Odyssey van, driven by Santos Bautista. A two-vehicle non-injury accident Monday morning about 4 miles northwest of Clarinda may have been caused in part by sun glare, tall corn, and an overgrowth of grass or weeds. Page County Sheriff's Department said vehicles driven by 32-year-old Joshua Bolton of Clarinda and 30-year-old Patsy Orr of Villisca collided at the intersection of M Avenue and 180th Street at around 8 a.m. Monday. Sheriff Lyle Palmer said Tuesday that Bolton was traveling south on M Avenue in a Ford pickup while Orr was traveling east on 180th Street in a Chevy Monte Carlo. Bolton told authorities that as the vehicles approached the intersection at the same time, he couldn't see Orr's car because of an overgrowth in the ditch and a field of corn. Orr told deputies she couldn't see Bolton either because of the glare caused by the rising sun and the corn. Neither driver was sighted after their vehicles collided, causing a total of $3,500 in damage. Sheriff's officials in Adams County said Tuesday a Prescott man was arrested Monday. 47-year-old David Adsett was taken into custody after deputies were called to a residence in rural Prescott following a reported domestic altercation. Upon further investigation, Adsett was arrested on a felony charge of domestic abuse, third or subsequent offense, felony assault on a peace officer, and violation of a no-contact order. Adsett was brought to the Adams County Jail where he was held without bond, with additional charges currently pending. Elsewhere in area news, the Harlan Community School District teacher is taking a leave of absence to pursue the NFL. Dan Hoke, who was recently hired by the school district for high school social studies, requested the leave of absence after being contacted for a tryout with the Jacksonville Jaguars. The leave of absence is until September 1st. Hoke spoke with high school principal John Connell and said he has about a 10% chance of making the team. During a school board meeting held Monday, the board approved the leave of absence and placed Brian James as the substitute teacher for Hoke. The leave of absence had to be approved by the union, administration, and the board. In other business, the Harlan School Board approved the AEA school-based interventionist contract. That contract is for a $29,750 grant from the AEA and is matched by the school district for the interventionist. Superintendent Justin Wagner spoke with the board about the Iowa Association of School Board membership. Wagner said the administration agreed to stay with the IASB as they continue to provide much-needed updates in an ever-changing educational landscape. The membership costs over $4,600. In the final act of board approval, the Harlan School District Board of Education approved the handbooks for the 2012-2013 school year. Normally, it's an easy item for their agenda. However, with the implement of the new one-to-one earlier this year, the handbooks had several policy changes. Lisa Swanson, technology director for HCSD, said, "I gave a report on the new mobile computing handbook, and that handbook was written largely due to the new one-to-one, so all the policies, procedures, and agreements could be in place for students, parents, and the district. The students and parents will need to sign an accountability agreement in order for the student to receive their laptop. The handbook is rather long, with several policies focusing on lost or stolen equipment, website usage, and more. The Harlan Community School District is uploading a video for parents and students to watch for mobile computing. First chance parents have of watching that video is August the 3rd. The entire mobile computing handbook will be given to parents and students before the school year starts. News time is 8:12.
At First National Bank, we strive to make your banking experience as simple and convenient as possible. If you would like to enjoy the benefit of banking anytime, anywhere, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, without an interruption in your busy day, sign up for our free online banking. Signing up is easy. Just visit our website and click on Enroll to try our online banking demo for a trial run. Locally owned, locally active, and proud to be your bank. In Fontenelle, Greenfield, Messina, Anita, and Correctionville. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Taking a look at national news headlines at this hour, seismologists say a mild earthquake widely felt throughout Southern California was centered along the coast west of downtown L.A. The U.S. Geological Survey said the magnitude 3.8 quake struck at around 3:18 this morning. The center of the epicenter was 2 miles east-southeast of Marina del Rey near Culver City and Inglewood. A sheriff's department dispatcher said it wasn't much of a quake and that he hadn't had any calls from the public about it. There's been no damage reported and no injuries. Funerals for the victims of the Colorado movie theater massacre begin today. The first service is for 51-year-old Gordon Cowden, the oldest of the 12 killed. Cowden had gone to the Batman movie premiere with his two teenage children last Friday. They escaped the shooting unharmed. The U.S. Senate is planning to vote today on a Democratic bill that would extend expiring tax cuts for everyone but the wealthiest Americans. Democrats need 60 votes to advance the proposal, but since they don't have those votes, the move is basically a symbolic one. The Republican proposal that proposes a tax cut for everyone, including the rich, is also destined to lose. Checking our funeral announcements this morning, Wayne Ray, age 80, of Greenfield, died Sunday. Funeral services for Wayne Ray will be today at 10:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Hazel Johnson, age 97, of Exira, died Sunday. Funeral services for Hazel Johnson will be this afternoon at 2 o'clock at the Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Connie Walter, age 65, of Exira, died Saturday. Celebration of life memorial services for Connie Walter will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Kessler Funeral Home in Exira. Dorothy Zeiger, age 86, of Audubon, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Dorothy Zeiger will be on Thursday at 2 o'clock at the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. And Harry Rasmussen, age 94, of Audubon, died Sunday. Funeral services for Harry Rasmussen will be on Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Ebenezer Lutheran Church west of Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. Our news brought to you by First National Bank, with locations in Fontenelle, Greenfield, Messina, Anita, and Correctionville. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.